ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 7 Chapter 8, text number 54, translation and commentary by Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the Acharya of ISKCON. Shri Pitara Uchuhu,
Shri Pitara Uchuhu,
Shradhani Nodi Bhupuja Prasabhang Tanu Jair.
Shradhani Nodi Bhupuja Prasabhang Tanu Jair.
Dattani Tirtha Samaye Pyapi Patti Lambu.
Dattani Tirtha Samaye Pyapi Patti Lambu.
Tasyodharana Kabidirna Vapadya Archat.
Tasyodharana Kabidirna
Tasmai namo nriharaye kila dharma gotre.
Tasmai namo nriharaye kila dharma gotre.
Shri Translation. The inhabitants of Pitriloka prayed. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, the maintainer of the religious principles of the universe. He has killed Hiranyakashipu, the demon who by force enjoyed all the offerings of the Shraddha ceremonies performed by our sons and grandsons on the anniversaries of our death, and who drank the water with sesame seeds offered in holy places of pilgrimage. By killing this demon, O Lord, you have taken back all this stolen property from his abdomen by piercing it with your nails. We therefore wish to offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Purport, it is the duty of all householders to offer food grains to all their departed forefathers, but during the time of Hiranyakashipu this process was stopped. No one would offer shraddha oblations or food grains to the forefathers with great respect. Thus, when there is a demoniac rule, everything concerning the Vedic principles is turned upside down, all the religious principles of yagya are stopped, the resources meant to be spent for yagya are taken away by the demoniac government, everything becomes chaotic, and consequently the entire world becomes hell itself. When the demons are killed by the presence of Nrisimhadev, everyone feels comfortable, irrespective of the planet upon which he lives. Hiranyakashipu, typical demon, wanted to enjoy everything himself and wanted to establish his rule. So he saw that the inhabitants of Pitriloka, the Pitas, they're getting some offerings. So why it should be given to them? Let us stop this. Let me enjoy everything. This was his idea. So the Pitris, they became disturbed. And the whole universe became disturbed because all auspicious activities were stopped. Same thing, Kamsa Maharaj had the same idea. That let us take power, let the demons take power. We'll stop all the sacrifices, we'll stop the Brahmins doing all their activities. Everything auspicious should be stopped. Just like in blessing, the Brahmin may say, Mangalamastu, let everything be auspicious. So the demon's motto is, Amangalamastu, let everything be inauspicious. So the whole civilization is going on at the same way nowadays. There's no one Hiranyakashipu, but there are all many incarnations of Hiranyakashipu, of their ideas, how the world should be run in the most demoniac way. If anyone wants to see how the demoniac people are thinking, they can read some nice magazine like Time Magazine or Newsweek or India Today, the imitation of Time Magazine. I was just looking the other day. No, we're not supposed to look at such things. But anyway, we can see. They're advertising, they're giving articles of the problems of India today. India today means only problems of India today. AIDS, then all the young girls getting abortions, and they're saying there should be sex education. They're not saying that they should be told just to control themselves and not engage in sense gratification, which is the solution. engage in sense gratification within marriage only. But rather, we should give them sex education, so when they have sex, they should know how to do it in such a way that they won't get AIDS and they won't have to have an abortion. Rascal. Completely rascal. The demons. They're very proud. And other things, you'll see how India is increasing her technology and all these advertisements. We've done so many crores of business and increasing the technology, and we're making a new plant and new horrible pollution plant in some place. So like this, they're very enamored by the demoniac civilization. So there's no one Hiranyakashipu to stop all the yagyas and all the auspicious activities, but everyone has taken up the Hiranyakashipu bhav, the mood of Hiranyakashipu. Let us be demoniac and let us exploit the resources of the earth, and never, no need of all this religion. Or as in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that they perform, the demons, they also may sometimes perform religious activities, but that also they do not from any sense of improvement, but just to make a show, false prestige. And even they'll do some yagya that may be for some demoniac purpose, that how we can improve our material life, they'll do some, how we can get ahead of others. Even they do that, just like people may go to the astrologer, how I can defeat my opponent in business or whatever it may be. So nowadays they don't have to make some big arrangement, any big Hiranyakashipu, because everyone's in the mood how to spoil the world, how to make everything horrible. That also in Gita, Krishna very clearly describes what is the nature of the demoniac people. They like to perform jagat ahitam, the same thing, amangalamastu. It's things which will be non-beneficial for the world. Just like building big, big factories and making big cities and having cable TV, satellite TV to bring pollution into your home. They're not content simply with polluting the air, polluting the water, polluting the food with all chemicals, but they must pollute your mind also by TV in every home. You can see how America is totally demoniac. Let us import this into India and make the people who are meant, people who are born in India are meant for spiritual improvement. Let us also make them into demons. Why should they be pious? Let us make them impious. Our traveling Sankirtan party, there's one traveling Sankirtan party, they're telling me they're going in Rajasthan. So they find that all the places where the TV is in the towns, and then they go inside to the remote villages, such a difference. People are so much more pious, they like to buy books, they respect the devotees, and where the TV is, no interest. No interest. Puffed up, proud. They are simply TV and this whole modern education, how to become first-class demon. Let my son be a first-class demon. I'll send him to America, he'll eat meat, he'll get his double MA and PhD, and he'll come back and he'll be a first-class demon. And we'll be very proud of him. My son has done very nicely. He's become a better, an American, real American-style demon. Not imitation, but the real. He can even speak in an American accent. So, this is wanted. This is the desire. Previously, children in India, they would see what is the astrology chart, just like Prabhupada's chart was done, and they saw, we'll see also Parikshit Maharaj, when he was born, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was not so much concerned how he'll conquer over other kingdoms and how he'll enjoy life, but he wanted to see his chart, how he'll be a first-class devotee, following in the family tradition. So Prabhupada also, they saw his chart, that at the age of 70, he'll become a great religious propagator and go all over the world and open many temples. So that is wanted, that how people can be improved in spiritual Krishna consciousness. But the demoniac civilization, which is all around us, that is very much concerned how everyone can go to hell. But they're in such a hurry, they don't wait that people go to hell. They make the whole society hell, so you can have a good taste of hell now. It's like Prabhupada is saying in the purpose. They make the whole society hell. And people are so, they brainwash people in such a way that they think if you can live in a very hellish condition, that is very nice. Just like the people are living in the village, and there they get fresh air, fresh food, fresh water. No, you don't stay in the village. You should come to Bombay and live in a slum which stinks. Or even if you live in this area, which is supposed to be high class, everyone is sleeping outside last night because there's no electricity. So then you go to sleep, and then you wake up. It's like if someone touches you, you wake up. Normally if there's a smell, you don't wake up, but the smell of the stool coming is so bad that you wake up in the middle of the night with a stooly smell. And this is a high class area. So the people, they're thinking, let us come to Bombay and we'll live in a nice slum with rats running around. And even some areas at the edge of Bombay, there's the panthers are coming in from the forest and eating their children. Eating the chickens, and if they don't get any chickens, they pick up your baby also. Sometimes it happens. But they're thinking, Bombay, this is very nice. We should live in Bombay, very prestigious. I'm living in Bombay. I'm so great. Even though he's cleaning the floor of some stinking toilet which no one bothers to flush out. The Indian sister, everyone passes stool, and at the end of 3 weeks someone will come throw some water. And in the meantime it's just piled up stool. So he's doing such a nasty job and living in Bombay and think, this is very nice. And I'm living in a nice slum with a TV. I can watch TV and become a first class demon. Maybe not first class because I don't have enough money, but I'll send my son to school and get an English education, then he can become first class demon. So this is the whole civilization in the wrong way. They don't know the goal of life is Vishnu. At least previously, in India at least, people used to know. They used to have some idea. If not even knowing Vishnu, at least they know we have to act for purification. Something should be there. But now the goal of life is to understand Krishna. No. Goal of life is to dress in imitation American jeans and shoes. And now they like to wear these sport shoes, which is ridiculous because India is so hot. You get athlete's foot from wearing big heavy shoes and heavy jeans, which is completely unnatural for this climate. But they have polyester shirts, which makes you sweat like an animal. But they have to dress like this because they feel embarrassed to dress in a dhoti, which is very comfortable and natural for this climate. But they have to dress you have to dress to fit the path, right? You have to look like a modern. Modern means foolish. So it's completely foolish. So all the leaders of the fools, they're doing like that. They dress in all these. Of course, the leaders who dress in shirts and pants, which are not at all natural, they can afford to live in air-conditioned comfort when the electricity doesn't go on. But the ordinary people, they have to dress like this also. So then you get on some bus or train and it stink because they've given up taking a bath in the morning. Because that's also traditional Indian culture. So they shouldn't do anything traditional Indian culture. You should get up in the morning and not take bath and stink. And this is very nice. Modern life, advanced. And chewing gum. Another great facility of modern civilization, chewing gum. You can chew very nicely. So they become demoniac. That Prabhupada said in one lecture something, that this, previously in India, everyone was a deva, godly person. But now they've all become demons. Become like that. So even here, in Bombay, everyone is trying to act as demoniacally as possible. Even though actually my observation is for Indian people it's a little difficult to act as demons, because that doesn't come naturally. For Western people it's very natural just to be completely demoniac and involved in sense gratification. But for Indian people somehow, even they try their best, they wear jeans and talk in an imitation American accent and everything, but it doesn't come naturally to them. It's just a show. Actually, they're closer to Krishna. So anyway, we see Prahlad, he was living in the Asuraku, in the family of the demons. But still he maintained his Krishna consciousness. And his Krishna consciousness was so strong that the whole demoniac civilization, which was dominating the whole universe, Because of Prahlad's fixed devotion to Krishna, and he didn't budge an inch. Even his father was so demoniac. He didn't shift. Prahlad was so fixed in Krishna consciousness that by his devotion, little boy, devotion, everything, the whole demoniac civilization collapsed, finished. Because Krishna is stronger than Maya. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoy Undhaka Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. Just as the darkness, when in the dark night, and if you're in the new moon night, out in the village, city people they don't know because they live in neon light civilization. But if you go in the village on the new moon night, you can't see, black darkness is, you can't see even your hand in front of you. But when the sun comes, that blackness which is so intense, automatically, has no chance to stir. So in the same way, that demoniac civilization, or demoniac propensities, when the sun of Krishna consciousness arises, Krishna is just like the sun, automatically dispelled. That another example is given, Chanakya gives, that just like one tree, one chandan tree in the forest can make the whole forest sweetly scented. Or that English proverb is saying, one bad apple, the opposite example, one bad apple and they all become spoiled. So a powerful person can have such an effect. And of course, Prabhupada, you see, one person, such an effect, the whole demoniac civilization. Prabhupada came, stop. Chant Hare Krishna. So many people, they took up this chanting. And so many things have changed due to Prabhupada's effect. Just like this, vegetarianism. That's, so many people are taking up. There may be health reason, this reason, whatever, but it means the impact of demoniac civilization is going down. Going down. So many people now, they accept, at least conceptually, the idea that we're not just this in this body one time, but so many lifetimes we have. Coming again and again. So Prabhupada's preaching, his books, they're having their effect. We may not even see ourselves, we may not even understand ourselves, how much effect Prabhupada's books are having, how much this chanting, we don't know. We go out chanting. We go place to place, do programs, we may do some program. 20 people come. You may think, well, what was the use of that? But we don't know, what is the effect? That chanting. That means, even the scientists say that sound, any sound goes around the planet 7 times. So that chanting, that means that on the subtle level, that's gone, that's affected the whole planet, even the whole universe, because chanting Hare Krishna, that spreads throughout the universe. It doesn't stop like material sound. It spreads throughout the universe. So all auspicious. If anyone chants Hare Krishna, if anyone hear him, even we don't know, just like we see, they may be here some Bhaktivedanta yoga retreat. And maybe 15, 20 people can say, well, such only a few people came. But then some people take it up seriously. I think there's few people in this room who have taken up Krishna consciousness more seriously from these yoga retreats. Means come in and we'll teach you about yoga. Means chant Hare Krishna. People come thinking, I'll get some yoga. And we get yoga, yes. Yoga means to join. You join your hand with the beads and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is your yoga. So all auspicious. That is the symptom of Krishna consciousness. Shubhadha. Kleshagni Shubhadha. Is by taking to Krishna consciousness, all the demoniac effects, all the bad effects of material life become diminished, destroyed, and all auspiciousness comes in, just like Prabhupada says here. The demons, they make everything chaotic. But when the demons are killed by the presence of Nrisimhadeva, everyone feels comfortable. So we feel, anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness, mostly those coming from the Western countries, now in India also, same condition, people very confused, mind very disturbed, don't know what the point of life is. Now we see also young people in India from middle class backgrounds, because they've been brought up in the same kind of way, that simply material life. No, you'll find even many Indian homes now, especially like Delhi or Bombay, you go in the home, there's no picture of anything even slightly spiritual anywhere. There's no book of anything slightly spiritual. There's nothing. It's completely atheistic. No religious touch at all. No idea. They don't have no interest. The kids are brought up just completely, totally, materialistically demoniac. So that kind of background, we see even young people in India, they're interested in Krishna consciousness much the same way as we in our youth, and even young people now in the West countries coming, because they're brought up in a society with absolutely no idea of anything Krishna conscious, and what the goal of life is. Just a completely hedonistic society. Simply eat, sleep, drink, be merry and enjoy, for tomorrow we shall be dead. This is practically, you can sum up the philosophy of the demons in this little rhyming, well, it doesn't rhyme, but anyway, whatever it is, that this little stanza. Eat, sleep, drink, be merry and enjoy, for tomorrow we shall all be dead. Blind, completely blind, they don't know. Tomorrow you'll not be dead, you'll be somewhere else, and you'll be suffering because you didn't take the chance to improve yourself. So this, we see how the demoniac civilization can be stopped immediately by Nrsimhadeva or his powerful representative. At one time, Prabhupada, you see, he was always talking how we should stop this demoniac civilization, we should spread Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada wasn't thinking that Krishna consciousness movement is just another, you see, there's Sai Baba Society and Arya Samaj and Transcendental Meditation and this and that, and there's also ISKCON. Prabhupada wasn't thinking another Hindu movement. Prabhupada, if you see in Prabhupada's books, and always he was speaking, this Krishna consciousness movement was meant to change the world, meant to change the demoniac civilization. Prabhupada would many times speak that you make the population Krishna conscious, now it's democracy, so they'll vote, and then you make Krishna conscious government. Then we should close the slaughterhouses and so many. He gave so many ideas. Krishna consciousness movement not meant to be just do a little chanting and go to sleep and wake up and do a little more chanting and go to sleep again. Not meant for that. It's meant for changing demoniac civilization. So one time one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how is it possible? We're talking all these things. The demons are so powerful and we're so small. Prabhupada just laughed. He said, one little kick from Krishna, we can all be finished. Just like Hiranyakashipu. So powerful, so proud, no one can do anything. If I even just look out of the corners of my eye at Indra, he passes stool in his pants and runs away. It's a fact, it's said in Bhagavatam. Running away, you're so powerful, Hiranyakashipu. He felt just a little bit disturbed by this Prahlad. Disturbed, because he couldn't bring him under his control. By all his attempts, he couldn't control him. Prahlad was independent of Hiranyakashipu. Fully fixed, and not only independent, he wasn't fighting with him, but he just didn't care for him at all. That worried Hiranyakashipu. This, my child, he's against me. You're either with me or against me. That's his philosophy. He's very powerful, because there's nothing I can do to touch him. He doesn't even care about me. Indra runs away. Indra shivers. But this little boy, he doesn't care. He doesn't even care. Even at the mention of my punishment, Indra is trembling. My child, even I don't even talk, just talk about, I do the most nasty demoniac things I can think of. And I've had a whole lifetime practicing. And while I was doing his meditation, he was thinking of all the nasty demoniac things he could do afterwards. So all the most demoniac things he can do with all the facilities of the universe at his disposal. And Prahlad doesn't even care. Doesn't even care, doesn't even bother to fight him or protest. Just goes on chanting Hare Krishna. So he was disturbed by Prahlad. He could understand this Prahlad is a problem. And he said, he gave the example, amputation. So just like if the body is a little sick, as Hiranyakashipu gave the example, if the arm is sick, better you chop it off, otherwise the whole body will become infected. So even if a member of your own family, he was saying about Prahlad, he was giving the good logic, even a member of your own family, if he's demoniac, from his point of view, Prahlad was demoniac. Everything opposite. If he's demoniac, means if he's a devotee of Lord Vishnu, if he's not a sane person, if he's not a pious person, that means, pious person means he should respect me as the most important person. So if he's not a properly behaved person, if he goes on with this chanting Hare Krishna, he should be killed. He should be stopped. This was his demoniac mood. So he wanted to, but he couldn't do anything. Therefore he understood that Prahlad, he's more powerful than me. He was afraid of him. He was afraid of him. Because he knew Prahlad's not doing anything, but he's more powerful than me. That means, if he doesn't care for my punishments, then Who knows what he could do if he actually tried to do something to stop me. So in the same way, actually towards the last years of Prabhupada's presence on this planet, actually demons were becoming very disturbed by this movement, because it was very powerful. In America especially. America's most important country in the world from the materialistic point of view, because everyone is following America. If the American people, they all start to wear green hats with feathers in them, then all over the world everyone will do. And if they all start to wear their hair like this, then all over the world everyone will do, because everything is great in America. They like to imitate. So America is most important for our preaching. America and India, Prabhupada gave a lot of stress to these two countries, because India, from the spiritual point of view, is most important. So in America the demons were becoming disturbed. Prabhupada thought, that's very good. That's a good sign. That means that they've understood. They're intelligent. Demons are also intelligent. Doesn't mean they're all fools. Demons, they may be very intelligent. Otherwise, how are they making all these space rockets? And at least they say they're making, but at least they're making planes. And how they're making all this technology? Some intelligence is there. And they can talk so many things inside out, upside down, talk shows, and discuss so many different things. Intelligent, no doubt. American people especially tend to be very intelligent. So they could see this Krishna conscious movement is very dangerous. And all the people, all this talk of giving up the materialistic endeavor and concentrating on your spiritual life, that means our whole business is going to be spoiled. Our business means meat eating, illicit sex, gambling and prostitution. And if the Krishna conscious movement stops, that will all be stopped too. And everything we're selling shaving cream and everything is in fashions, it's all based on sex. And they're saying, minimize sex, give it up. If you can't get married, but live respect, don't emphasize. And their whole society is emphasize, emphasize, emphasize. So they're seeing that if this Krishna conscious movement spreads, then our demoniac civilization is going to be spoiled. So they became very disturbed. Prabhupada thought, that's very good. It's a very good sign. That means our movement's having its effect. If they're not disturbed, there's a problem. That means that we're just wishy-washy, mishy-mushy. I'm okay, you're okay, do what you like, I'll do what I like. That means, no, preaching means that, of course, there are different ways to preach, and different times Prabhupada said different things, whereas Prabhupada explained once that speaking to all his disciples gathered all over the world in Mayapur festival. So Prabhupada was explaining that this whole demoniac civilization, it's simply running on under the mudhas. They're simply mudhas. Because they think they're intelligent, but actually they're mudhas. Because everything they're doing is all simply a cause of suffering. So Prabhupada said that is one of the duties of the members of the Krishna conscious movement. You should go to all these mudhas and tell them very plainly and straightforwardly, you are all mudhas. And Prabhupada finished the class. Thank you very much. So that preaching that also means not just means to tell, no, your life is all wrong. Everything you're doing, of course, how to exactly say, according to time, place and circumstance, we have to see. But we have to tell people this civilization, it's all wrong. The only right thing is Krishna conscious. The only right thing is sarvadharman parityajama mekam sharanam raja. Everything else is wrong. People, they don't like this. They protest. Here in India also, we preach this, people protest. Why are you saying only Krishna? Because this Bhagavad Gita, it's your interpretation. They'll say, even though this just a few days ago, some people were coming to me protesting. Why are you saying, but that you're interpreting like that, but so many saints and mahatmas, they interpret a different way. You think you're better, you think you know better than us, we're born in India, all this rubbish. So they'll protest. Why are you saying? But still you have to preach. And that will have its effect. If we're preaching strongly, clearly, straightforwardly, then Nrisimhadev will bless us. Krishna will bless us. If we're simply, I'm okay, you're okay, chant Hare Krishna if you like, if you don't like, it doesn't matter. No, it does matter. My dear sir, you're going to hell. You should chant Hare Krishna. Save yourself. You must chant Hare Krishna. Not, oh well, if you like, if you don't. No. You must chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise you're going to hell. You have to tell. You have to make propaganda, you have to give out these books. Otherwise, simply we become another Hindu mush. Simply, Hindu mush means, this is what these people was, they were protesting to me. That why you're so strong, then you'll become fanatical, just like the Christians, the Muslims. Hinduism means very liberal, everyone should do whatever they like. No, we don't say that. You can do whatever you like, but you have to take the result. People should know. We can't force you. But if you don't do what Krishna says, then you will go to hell and suffer in this life, and you'll suffer many, many lives in future. So you can do what you like. We don't say that, but we can't force you anyway. There's no question. But you should know, this is the position, that if you worship Krishna, then you are saintly and your life is successful. And if you don't, then you're simply a demon. Vishnu Bhakta Vavaddaiva Asuras tad viparyaya. There are two people. Dvobhuto sarve lokesmin. Daiva asura evacha. Either you're a devotee or you're a demon. So people should know clearly. We should tell them clearly. This is the position. If you don't surrender to Krishna, then namam dushkrutino murha prapadyante naradhama maya aparita gana asuran bhava mashita. If you don't surrender to Krishna, then you're a rascal. Category 1, 2, 3 or 4. Murha naradhama. Apparently intelligent, but actually fool, or out and out demon. But if you don't surrender to Krishna, then you're a rascal, that's all. So people should be told, for their benefit. We may think it's very nice, simply speaking, yes, yes, very nice, tell some stories, laugh, joke. Tell, my dear sir, you have to surrender to Krishna. And you have to not only surrender to Krishna, but you have to train your family members. Don't think I'm a very nice family man, I've got a nice house, nice car, everything. You have to teach your family members also how to be Krishna conscious. So this kind of preaching we see, sometimes we think that our movement, previously we preached too fanatically and as a result there was a bad result. So that may be true to some extent, that we are a little immature in our dealings and this and that. But that spirit of going out and very most convinced that we must distribute these books, we must preach Krishna consciousness, we must save the world, that spirit made our movement very powerful and very strong. Now we're talking about uniting Prabhupada's family. But uniting, actually there before there's no question of uniting. No one even thought about uniting. Everyone was together in this mission of, because everyone was thinking, not thinking personal. Disunity means people have personal interest. I think like this, I think like that. Personal interest. But unity means we have such an important thing to do. What does it matter? My personal interest. If people are going to hell, we have to save them. We have to work together to save them. Then unity comes automatically. If we're thinking petty, small-minded, what I will do, how I will improve, how I will make a little corner for myself and kick everybody out and sit comfortably and fan myself and have AC. The same thing happened in Gauriyama. They think, how who can get the best room? And then disunity, they all split. So unity means when we're thinking, when we see everybody walking on the street and we don't just see people walking on the street, we see spirit souls who can be saved if they get Prabhupada's books, if they take to Krishna consciousness. How to save them? When we're thinking of the interest of others, which what devotees are supposed to do, especially devotees in the line of Lord Chaitanya, devotees in the line of Prahlad, they're supposed to think how to do good for others. And on that platform, there's no question of disunity. It's simply we have to. Just like when the house is burning, you don't argue about, you come out and, all right, well, should we call the fire brigade or should we run down to the fire station ourselves or you have an argument over what we'll have for breakfast tomorrow. Meanwhile, the house is burning down. No, urgent business has to be attended to urgently. So urgent, then everyone comes together, just like a war. In the state, the political parties are fighting. But when there's a war, they all come together. Now we have to unite because we have to defeat the enemy. So same thing. It's not that now we have some nice comfortable buildings, which actually we didn't. Those of us who have been around for a few years. We didn't have comfortable buildings when we first joined this morning. We're not comfortable. Even when I joined in Bhaktivedanta Manor. Nice facility, but it was the middle of winter and there was no money for heating, so it wasn't so damn cold. And there was nothing nice to do. We lived like that. That austerity, maybe going out in the cold, working hard to spread Krishna consciousness. So this facility is there that is meant to do good for others, just like this Bombay temple. Usually, temple is built in a holy place, a very peaceful place. Prabhupada built it in this stinking Bombay city. It's supposed to be a high-class area. But anyway, that, why is this temple is here? To do good to others. And a great facility. So many people are coming every day. So many people are coming. Seeing the kirtans, deity worship, buying Prabhupada's books. For ourselves also, very good facility. No worry. Prasad is there. Everything is arranged. Very good facility to improve ourselves. Very good. Especially Bombay Temple, all the time senior devotees are coming, giving classes. Very good facility, how to improve and how to help others to improve. So this mood we have to take up, just like Prabhupada, he was lecturing in 1976 on so many shlokas from the seventh canto. And devotees were saying, Harikesh Maharaj noted that Prabhupada is just in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, exactly the same mood. Prabhupada is giving these wonderful lectures, Bhagavatam. Prabhupada is just in the same mood. What is Prahlad Maharaj's mood? Doesn't care for the demons. Push back the demoniac civilization. And not against them, but very concerned, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Very concerned. All these people are going to hell. How can we save them? This is right. And Prahlad also, whatever difficulties, he didn't care. So many difficulties. Hiranyakashipu gave, he didn't care. Went on with his Krishna consciousness. How to save others. He knew preaching in the classroom is a very dangerous thing. But he went on because he knew, I have to do good to others. So Prabhupada exactly in that mood. That was noted by Hare Krishna Maharaj, I think. Prabhupada is completely absorbed in this mood. How to do good for others. I don't care even my own. I may be saved, not saved. How the other people can be saved. How to push back the demoniac civilization. So that task is still with us. If we see Prabhupada's books, his lectures, he's always speaking the Krishna conscious movement, the purpose of the Krishna conscious movement. So many things he says. Again and again, we have to change. This whole movement is meant for changing the civilization. Now the civilization is changing the wrong way. The Krishna conscious movement is meant to push that back. So that means devotees, that they also have to become strong, just like Prabhupada. He was saying that, he was saying how a pure devotee can, so influential, can save the whole universe. Therefore, Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, we therefore request all the members of the Krishna conscious movement to become pure devotees. So that they, why? So that they can do great beneficial activities for the people of the world. So here we see very good facility, Bombay Temple, everything provided, comfortable living facilities, so that we can improve ourselves. We should take advantage of this opportunity to improve ourselves, and then also how to help others. Janma sata kari kara para upakara. Another verse Prabhupada said so many times. Bharata bhumite hoilo manushya janma ja janma sata kari kara para upakara. Especially he wanted Indians. Prabhupada again and again quoted this verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And whoever is born in India, is a human being, shouldn't waste his life acting like cats and dogs, as Prabhupada would say. But he should make his life successful by Krishna consciousness and do good to others. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Is there any question?
I am in mode of good, means not in the goodness, or even means most of the people are in personal ignorance. Mm-hmm. So how can we preach? Until unless we come to the stage of goodness.
Unless we ourselves come to the platform of goodness.
Yeah, you see, as I was reading that book of
Kundalini, Nature of Discrimination.
Yeah, so when most of us, except few, are in mode of personal ignorance, we are lust and greed. We know in our heart that actually that desire, lust and greed is not yet gone out. Then how can we preach?
No, we have to preach. Even we may not be fully perfect ourselves, but still we have to preach. Just like in an emergency, Prabhupada describes that in Bhagavatam, 4th canto purport. He says that actually the brahmanas, means those who are in the mode of goodness, they're supposed to teach others. But he said now there is an emergency all over the world. There are no brahmanas. Therefore we're creating brahmanas from the yavanas, chandalas, malechas. So that even those who, Prahlad himself is saying, I'm born in the modes of passion, and I'm born in a demoniac family influenced by passion and ignorance. But still he was preaching. So, you could say it would be better if only pure devotees preach, but then the preaching may come to almost a stop because everyone has to. Preaching is needed everywhere immediately. It's an emergency. We can't wait. And if you say, I'll wait until I become... This actually, Prabhupada, he addressed this in one conversation. Someone said, someone's giving the idea, some people say, first you should become pure, then you should preach. Prabhupada said, then you'll never preach. You'll never, and you'll always think I'm not pure enough, and you'll never preach, and there'll be no preaching. So, preaching means that this is, we know what is correct. I may not be a fully qualified doctor, but I know some first aid. So, okay, the people, the man's dying. So let me give some, there's no doctor, let me give first aid. So when you're out there, you may think, well, or here or wherever, you may not be, you may think, well, maybe someone could do better. But here I am now. So I know what is the message of Krishna. I have faith in that. I may not be able to, I may not be fully realized or fully implementing it in my life, but I know that if I tell this person to chant Hare Krishna, he'll be benefited and I'll also be benefited. And practically, if we don't preach, we'll never come out of the modes of material nature. That Prabhupada says that in this canto, that preaching is the easiest way to understand the personality of Godhead. That is the easiest way. Because Krishna gives so much mercy. That you experience. Also, we all experience.
But we can give only to the people what we have got. If we are in mode of, you know, lust and greed, then how can we give...
No, but we can tell people to chant Hare Krishna. We ourselves may be influenced by lust and greed, but we can tell people to chant Hare Krishna.
But what do you
as mean? A peon, as
potency.
A peon. Potency is that if we have full faith in our spiritual master, we have full faith in the Guru Parampara, on their order, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amaragya, jare dekho tare koha Krishna upadesh, Amaragya Guru hoya tare upadesh. You may think, I'm useless, I'm rotten. All right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says it's an emergency. Wherever you go, whoever you meet. He said this to who? To someone he met for the first time. Locked in family life. He said, same thing this Kurma Brahmana said. Here I am, I'm stuck in family life. I'm simply overcome by the waves of material nature. I want to go with you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, forget it. Stay here. Preach on my order. And then what will happen? Kabu nabadibe tomai e bishoy taranga punarapi etai pave marasham. If you do that, if you preach according to my order, then the modes of material nature won't touch you. And you'll meet me again. So potency is, if you think that I'm such a great preacher, then there won't be any potency. If you think I'm a peon, and I'm carrying the message on the order of the acharyas, and carrying this message. Srila Prabhupada said we should do like this, so I'm saying. As Prabhupada said, I'm saying. So if we have faith, even we may not be fully realized, but if we have faith, this is the position. We should tell people. And they'll be better. And that's how this movement is going on. People are coming because others are going out and preaching. Mataji?
I just wanted to say that Prabhupada said that he couldn't come to a body without preaching.
Yes, that quote is... Right, that was to Jamuna, right? He said that, he told her that when you're old, you retire and live in Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. But you have to preach all your life, otherwise you can't... Your mind will be disturbed, even at the end of life, if you don't preach throughout your life. We must preach for our own sake. Just like After taking prasad, you're taking with a steel plate. So you go to wash your plate. At the same time, your own hand becomes washed. So your hand may be dirty, you wash the cloth. You wash your cloth and you see your hand is also clean. Any other question?
I was wondering, like you mentioned, the influence of TV over the past 20 years, that is satellite cable TV, has increased phenomenally and it's influencing the whole world. Everywhere, even here, this guy here now, the same. And we see that the influence, just like you mentioned, affects people in the completely negative way towards spiritual life. Because it overwhelms them with all this material paraphernalia. So I don't know, what do you think practically could be done?
What can we do to stop the influence of TV? What are we supposed to do? Well, we're supposed to distribute Prabhupada's books.
Well, they are now not inclined to even sit down and read because.
No, but they will. Many times people ask, well, what's the use of this book distribution? People don't read them. But people do read them. How did you join this movement? You read one of Prabhupada's books? Well, there's an example. People do read the books. May not be that everyone who gets it, but maybe they just put on the side. But then someone else may read it. Just like I, first Prabhupada book I read, I didn't buy it. Someone else bought it. And they weren't interested. They opened up the book and they read and they, you know, you fold over the page where you stop to start, where you just keep your place. So they fold it on page one. And I read it and I went to the temple and, having their effect. Even the book is in someone's house. That in itself has its effect. You don't know. These books are no different from Krishna. Even that book may be there 80 years. Someone will read it and their life will change. Even Prabhupada says if they, mostly someone, if they get, they may at least even read one word. And Prabhupada said if they read one word, one line, you said if they read one page, one line, one word, their life will be changed. You don't know what effect it's having. Prabhupada said whatever progress our movement has made is because of these books. And he said in India also, he said that in India, is one letter Prabhupada said, in India our main preaching should be book distribution. Kesha Bharati Prabhu.
One is that in the beginning of the push for book distribution, at one point we took this mood so seriously, the Briar, Ron, myself, and to go to we actually started to just achieve books and we're not doing anything else.
Means no sadhana?
Practically not. And the emphasis that we're making on teaching, speaking of the philosophy and explaining it, which is well taken by me, I'm not trying to minimize or put another term at all. Well taken, I've been a all my life. But then Prabhupada found out that the book distributors weren't attending class in the class. And he gave this kind of lecture to us and also a group of books.
I'll repeat it afterwards.
These books are not meant just for the non devotees, the preachers, but they're meant for you. So, because I know that you not only know this well, but you're On the importance of example in preaching.
Keshav Bharati Prabhu is speaking about how at one point the book distributors in America, they became so much into it that they minimized their sadhana. Prabhupada heard about this, he didn't like it at all. And he was telling them
the reading of the book.
Even the reading, it was just book distribution and practically nothing else. So Prabhupada was saying these books, they're not meant for non-devotees, they're meant for devotees. You have to read them also. And he was also making the point how Prabhupada Even you might say the same thing, Prabhupada might say the same thing, but because Prabhupada was the perfect example, just like I might say, always think of Krishna, but when we say Prabhupada, we know he wasn't just saying it, but he was fully absorbed, always thinking of Krishna, so very powerful. So one has to also preaching and self-improvement, balance side by side. Just like nutrition, you have to eat. Chapatis are good, milk is good, vegetables are good, you have to have a balanced diet, everything should be there. Association with devotees, chanting, rising early, preaching, all the things. Everything has to be there.
I was thinking also in terms of our interrelationship, in our personal dealings with one another. If we're preaching all these high things, and they look at us, and they see us fighting like cats.
Yes,
dogs,
yes.
About nothing. Like you were making that joke, which you do very nicely, by the way, thank you, about how, you know, we may argue about, you know, what the prasad is like. And we're going to begin to big fights in our meetings about what the quality of the prasad is. You know, it's like,
Yeah, so our
behavior with one another, what does that mean?
Dharmas kapan hetu sadhu bhavaha. The religion is established by the behavior of sadhus. So, especially in India, people, if they look and see, they want to see how someone is following, how he's strict, how what his qualities are. Of course, that's often in Indian sadhus, they kind of make a show of some sentimental goody-goody, and people like that. So Prabhupada was different. He was very strong, and people sometimes criticize Prabhupada in India that, oh, you're not, he's not saintly, or so you're calling people rascals and fools. And so, but the point is that people, they look at our movement and they see. So if we ourselves not setting the proper example, then even big, big things we're talking, people are not going to listen. That's a fact.
You made the point that Hiranyakashipu was saying to Raj, do you for me or against me?
Mm.
And this is the basic principle of politics, right?
Basic principle of politics. So you're either for me or you're against me.
Right. So, but what did Prahlad say at the end when Nishimadev asked him what he wanted?
Yeah, then Prahlad actually he was for Hiranyakashipu.
Ah.
In a way that Hiranyakashipu couldn't understand. Because he delivered it.
So it's not that we should have an attitude. By this strong preaching we're given, sometimes those of us who are neophytes, we take it, you know, we know, they don't know, and it's got preaching heavy left to us, but we're not actually...
Yeah, the point, how to preach strongly without becoming puffed up ourselves.
Yeah.
We shouldn't not preach strongly, but we should also, that's what's called in Christian idea, holier than thou attitude. Just like in Sweden, Prabhupada was talking about, he was talking about division of society in a lecture in the university, Uppsala University. So he's talking about division Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And then in the questions at the end, someone said, so I presume you're Brahman, you're from the highest class, because he was saying first class, second class, third class, fourth class, which in the West, especially in Sweden, where they have this idea that even the children, you should treat them completely equally. Children's, I've seen in Sweden. I gave a record to a woman. She asked her 5-year-old girl, do you think we should buy it or not? You know, they treat the child as if she's an equal. So in Sweden, they don't like Prabhupada, first class, second class, third class, fourth class. So the man said, well, I presume you think you're first class. Prabhupada immediately came back without any, you can hear the tape, without any hesitation, he said, I'm the lowest class because I'm the servant of everybody else. That was his inner mood just sprang out.
That was the point I was trying to make. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare.